And welcome to the second hour of the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. It is, in fact, the Data Doctors. We're trying to provide as much information as we can for parents out there on how to manage the internet and use some of the tools that are out there for understanding what's going on and learning and controlling and filtering and blocking and whatever else you want to do. Lots of resources at our website, datadoctors.com. But before we go back to the phones here, I want to give you a little tip that you can use with one of the new Google tools to see if your child's name, or be notified actually, when your child's name happens to appear on certain types of websites. And when we say websites, it could be news sites, it could just be general websites, it could be, you know, any of these social networking sites. There's a bunch of websites out there that if information with your child's name appears, you can actually get an email sent to you saying, hey, there's this new site that has this particular name. And it's a feature in Google. It's called Google Alerts.
It's free, of course.
It's free, and it's real easy to set up. All you do is just go to google.com/alerts, and you would give it the search term that you want it to alert you of. So you would put your child's name in there and then put quotation marks around your child's name, so that way just your child's first name and or just your child's last name won't generate an alert.
Right, you want first and last name together, or if they have any, like if some kids, they don't go by their first name, maybe it's their middle name, or they have another name that's a shortened version, then you might want to put in multiple
alerts
yeah. that encompass all of those, so that any variation of their name exactly the way you say
anything you want results. Google to alert you of. So, you know, a lot of people use this for their companies to see if their company's name gets mentioned in a news article or on a website. You can do the same thing with your child's name, and it's not an end-all, be-all. It's just something that would make you aware that somebody or maybe your child created a new posting somewhere, whether it's in a news groups, there are the social networking sites, there's all kinds of things. And obviously, if their name appears in the paper and it happens to be on a website, it'll also send you that. So it's just kind of a neat little tool to use. But just go to google.com/alerts, put the search term in quotation marks, and then change the type from news to news and web, and then tell it how often you want to be notified, once a week, once a day, or as it happens. And then you just put your email in and you create an alert. That's it. Google will send you a confirmation email that you, once you say, yes, I do want this to happen, you'll start getting alerts on those intervals, either as they happen once a day, once a week. And you can put in as many as you'd like. So you'd want to do all the different terms that you're thinking of, and also the type, because the groups are different from news and web. So a group, like a news group, or a place where people go and exchange ideas and thoughts, and a lot of times they call them forums, that kind of thing. Now, the only thing that this will not alert you of is what's known as a blog. It's a very, very common, it's a web log. It's basically, it's these people that post their diary online. Just kind of say whatever you want. It's your own little soapbox to say whatever you want and post anything you want on a daily basis. And there's another section in Google. If you just go to google.com and look in the advanced, click on the More tab.
They have a tool called Blogger that they bought out a while back. That they're kind of a consolidator of things, and it's a blog tool, a blog space, and people can go, of course, for free because it's Google, right? They can put things up.
But you can manually, this is set up on an alert basis, so you can manually go in and check to see of the 30 million blogs that are out there if your child's name appears on a blog. And the primary reason you may want to do this is to make sure that your child has not posted any information about themselves on the internet that you didn't know about, that obviously would reveal information. One of the rules in our house is no last names, no phone numbers, no zip codes, no regions, no addresses, no nothing when you're having conversations, especially with people that are friends of friends of friends, because that's when you don't know. If you've met this person in the real world and now you're having a conversation on the internet, great.
But yeah, but somebody you go to school with, obviously that's not an issue.
Social networking websites are set up so that all of your friends get introduced to all of your friends' friends, who get introduced to all of their friends' friends' friends, and so on and so on. And so a predator just gets in the loop on one of these little circles, posing as an 18-year-old in, you know, in California. I'm a surfer dude. And actually, he's this 300-pound trucker from...
He could be a surfer. A 300-pound surfer.
He's a web surfer. He's a,
right.
He's a predator surfer. And that's how they start to get introduced. So a friend of a friend introduces them, and again, you need to know. You should know. You should get in there. You should look at it. You should play. You should try it already. And Brandon, you should maybe punch a Herb up there, huh?
Herb?
Herb?
I'm looking for Herb. There he is.
In all the wrong places?
Wow.
Herb, welcome to the Computer Corner. Thank you. Now, are you, have you, or are you dealing with this issue with kids in the house, or are you? I hate when that happens. Well, is it out of warranty? The likelihood that you're going to get any real effective repair done. Well, let me back up a second. By any chance, does this have like a big, you know, how standard monitors just have a regular old cord that goes from the wall, goes right into the monitor? Does this have what's called a wall wart or a big transformer that's outside of the screen? You know, in other words, the cord comes from the wall to a black box, and then there's a little wire that comes out of that black box that you actually plug into the monitor for power. No. I'm talking the power, not the.
Does the power hook directly from the back of the monitor to the wall, or does it go into a black box that's called a transformer first? Okay.
Because there's a possibility if the power transformer is on the outside of the monitor, if it went bad, you could replace it and get back up and running. Are you getting no power whatsoever? Okay, again, that could be power. It's more likely some circuitry in the unit itself. Truly, the only way to know is to send it into HP and see, but I mean, these flat panels are getting so inexpensive anymore. You, before you make a decision, though, contact them, let them know what you have, just in case there was like a recall or they get really friendly with you and say, we'll make you a special deal and sell you a refurbished one or whatever.
There's a place in the East Valley that does monitor repair, and you might just make a quick phone call to them and ask them what they would charge to just diagnose the problem for you. Because if it was, you know, $50 to diagnose it, you could kind of maybe take a gamble and say, well, it maybe makes some sense, or, you know, it only costs $250 to replace. Do I want to spend the money on this? That kind of thing. But the name of the company is Irv's Monitor Repair.
Is Irv still around?
Yeah, they're still around. I don't have their phone number. They're in Mesa.
Irv with an E or an I?
With an E. E-R-V-S. And they're in the book. You can look them up there in Mesa, like I said. And they might be able to just over the phone tell you know what, the average repair on this is this, or it's this much for a diagnostic, or, you know, you might be able to get a better feel just with that phone call.
How old is this monitor?
About 2 years.
So it's still... Yeah, no, if the power light itself just is turning off, is that what you were saying? Yeah, if it's literally losing power, then it's going to be something. Yeah, it's definitely going to be in the monitor.
And the guys at Irv's, all they do is monitor repair. They might hear the model number and go, oh, yeah, this happens all the time. This is what the problem is. I can almost bet. Or, you know, it might be something like that. I don't know.
Or it could be they're going to go, forget about it. Forget about it. All right, Herb. Take care now.
Yeah, Herb's going to call Irv.
Herb.
Herb? Herb.
Herb.
Herb. No?
I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Where are we at on time?
Time for a break. We're like so bad today with breaks. I think Russ doesn't like us anymore.
Oh, Russ never did like us.
True enough. We're going to take that break. When we come back, maybe we'll get Chatty Boy in here to do our Geek Speak of the Week and
our newsletter stuff.
And other stuff and some junk.
Give me a break.
Stick around.